Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Today's podcast is sponsored by FZ Perfection. If you got a little dent on your car, or maybe you got into a fender bender, or maybe you're just looking to upgrade your ride in terms of how it looks on the outside, trust the experts at FZ Perfection. Frank, I've known for about 4 or 5 years now, and he is just an awesome guy. He runs a great shop, and he also has this computerized paint detail program where, let's say, for instance, if you got a scratch on the side of your car, you can come in, the computer will actually analyze the exact coat of paint that's needed in order to make sure that there's no variations in the paint color. So you can have your Lamborghini or Maserati taken care of with no problems whatsoever. Or your Dodge Charger or your Ford Focus, whatever's good. But check them out, fzperfection.com. They're located in Congers, New York. And if you see them, tell them Tom sent you. Take care. Thursday, March 7th. Thanks for joining me again on this Work Smarter, Not Harder podcast. And I think, like I said the other day, we're probably going to segment this out because some of this doesn't go into productivity. It's, you know, announcements and Rockland News and all that stuff. But as always, thanks for joining me on this podcast. I hope it's useful for you. Just yet another quick announcement about the Stony Music Fest. And I apologize for the next several months. This is our final Stony Music Fest, and then we're moving it to the stadium next year, which I'm really psyched about. But this year, the finale, it's gonna be a mic drop. So it's a 4-day festival, not just one day, 4 days. So check it out. Wednesday, July 10th, it kicks off at Riverfront Park, the town of Stony Point's first summer concert series with the band Incidental Contact. Amazing. I checked them out the other night. They're perfect for the start of this. Perfect. Then Thursday, we're going to have open mic style jam with all the bands. That's going to be at likely Fiesta Acapulco on Thursday, between 7 and 8 o'clock. It starts in the evening. That's Thursday, July 11th. Friday, July 12th, we're going to have two bands at the Hudson Water Club. It's going to be an awesome evening. I will be letting you know what the bands are. We have them all lined up, but we just want to make sure that everything, all the money arrangements are in order too. And then the main event, Saturday, July 13th, is going to be Stony Music Fest X, or Stony Music Fest 10. And it's going to start at 2 o'clock. And it's going to go until 8 o'clock. We have four great bands. And our headliner for the finale is Los Angeles. And I've seen them a few times over Brotherhood Winery, over Patriot Lounge. Awesome. So they're going to finish off the show. And then we're going to have something over at Patriot Lounge in the evening. We're going to have another band up at Patriot Lounge for the after party. And it's just going to be 4 days of amazing, amazing music. So, vendors, and our charitable recipient of the year is Bridges. We just got that confirmed yesterday. So Bridges helps with independent living for people that, you know, just really need to go out there. They live their own lives and, they get a little bit of help and resources. But, you know, they run their own show, you know, master of your own domain. They're a great organization, started in 1987, originally called the Rockland Independent Living Center. And they rebranded to Bridges, but they got great programs, government advocacy, business, connection with business for employment, and educational courses as well. Okay, so that's all the announcements. I'll try to condense that over time. If you want to connect with that, it's stonymusicfest.com for all the announcements and purchase tickets on April 20th at 10 o'clock in the morning pre-sale for $5 a ticket. What? $5 a ticket. And then we'll slowly raise the price over the next few months, $5 per month. And it's going to be a really awesome time. Sponsored by Veolia, Rockland County Tourism, North Rockland Chamber of Commerce, Town of Stony Point. Over 50 sponsors this year. So it's going to be a great time. Okay, so what are we talking about? this morning was interesting. I think if you followed the podcast yesterday, you saw that I was in a little bit more of a somber mood. Lost a close friend of the family, Maria Bondradina. And she was always at my mom's house while I was growing up. And she was kind of like the quiet wisdom in the kitchen while me and my mom were, disagreeing on various things. But she, whenever I looked over at Maria, she always gave me a warm smile and, it's okay sort of vibe. And I'm going to miss her. Just going to miss her. Bottom line. So coming off of that, obviously had to get back to work. I got back at like around 4 o'clock yesterday from the funeral services and everybody went afterwards to the daughter's home to have some lunch and talk and everything. So I got back around 4 o'clock. I worked till about 8-ish, and then went back to my normal morning routine on Thursdays. Head over to my networking group, and that's where we come to today's episode. So, several things. A gentleman that was there. We got a networking meeting coming up. And, we're trying to get people to RSVP on Facebook. Go to the event and push the button that says I'm going or I'm interested. And it's for the networking group. That's just the way it is. So, and thankfully, I'm not like spearheading this. It's two people that are really taking care of business and I'm appreciative. So one of them, he's like, hey, everybody, please, sign up and so on and so forth. And he goes over to this person who will remain nameless. I don't name names, but he goes up to him and he says, hey, it'd be really helpful if you sign up for the event. You push the going button, push the interested button. And I quote, the response was, oh, why don't you do that for me? Yeah, let's pause for a moment. Let's let that sink in. Okay. That was one thing that happened. All right. Then, I get back here and someone else that said that I didn't send an email back in January for setting up an event said to me, swore up and down that I didn't send the email. Okay? You didn't send the email. I don't know anything about this. It's the person's job to do this thing. I sent the email, and then I sent a screenshot after being on a public text with 5 other people that I did send the email. And then immediately it was like, okay, so now I got it. All I need is this detail, that detail, that detail, that detail, and that detail. I'm like, what are you in charge of? Like, really, what are you in charge of? Like, take the bull by the horns and just run with it, okay? So we provided the details. I'm actually just waiting to see, quite frankly, if the follow-up happens, all right? I know that I did my job, and sometimes it's hard to be humble. Sometimes I'm a little bit too humble, although you probably don't hear it on this podcast too much. But I really genuinely try to be humble in all these situations. And sometimes it's just like somehow, some way, maybe I'm not standing up for myself. I think I am. But, I got to kind of like push it out there. It's like, there's a certain level of assertiveness that comes with business that's important. Because, I got 50 things to do today. I'm sure you do. You're kind enough to listen to this podcast and today's rant. Do the event yourself. Take the bull by the horns. Do it yourself. You are responsible for your own stuff. If you're supposed to do something and you're asked to do something, do the darn thing. Now look, on the flip side, I'm in business 17 years. I would say for at least several of those years, I didn't, understand the level of responsibility that is afforded to the business owner or the business professional where they have to follow up on their stuff. And look, I still screw up once in a while. I do. I have a litany of items on my task list that, we talked about this yesterday, about bundling tasks together, putting them on your calendar. I have a litany of tasks that I have to accomplish. But they're for-profit tasks, okay? The volunteer stuff and the, you know, if you're in an organization where you're responsible for something, don't stack the deck too high. But if you don't have that many responsibilities to begin with, don't put the expectations on someone else in order to accomplish that same thing that you are requested of doing. Just don't. So, what else can I say? Yeah, just do it yourself. Do it yourself. And as a flip side to this, you know, especially in my early years, volunteering and participating in these various networking groups and chambers of commerce, I did stack the deck with too much stuff where people ended up getting pissed off at me. And I think I made the corrective steps to at least be better at what I'm supposed to be doing. And so what I would encourage to you, and by the way, the people that I'm referring to on this aren't spring chickens. They've been in business for over 20 plus years. So they know the landscape, all right? And if they hear this, look, obviously I'm frustrated, but I'm not naming names, all right? But I'm telling you flat out, do what you need to do, okay? And if you, you know, take umbrage to that statement, let's have a quiet, one-on-one, polite conversation over a cup of tea, because I am more than willing to do that. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to go grab some green tea right now. Anyway, that's the end of my rant. If I offended anyone, oh well, because sometimes you just gotta, you know? Anyway. So I'm going to get back to my very, very long task list, you know, obviously first for business, next for the Stony Music Fest, and I would like to finish it all up so that I can head over to that concert tonight. So y'all have a great day. We are back to podcasting every day for 5 to 10 minutes. Rock on and follow your hopes, dreams, and also follow up on your stuff too. Peace.